The first in our series this summer of the Shiloh of the Week, okay? We're going to try to take some of the highlights of some of the interesting things that were sent my way from across camp by different staff members, members of the administration, campers, and try to keep it as practical as possible. And the question that came up already the first day I got here Thursday, and then Friday for lunch, the camp served these pizza rolls. Okay, I don't know exactly what they call them, pizza snap, something like that. It basically looks like an egg roll, a long egg roll, but it's got cheese inside and has sauce inside. And the question is, what bracha do you make on that? Now, because Gary Rubin, our very faithful head of the kitchen, is very machmir and wants to make sure that all the bases are covered, he also served regular pizza on like a bread type of crust, whatever you want to call it, because he wanted to make sure that everyone had an option. If they wanted to make hamotzi, they can cover themselves also. But let's get down, let's know what the halacha really is. Let's find out what egg rolls are about also, because that's a very important shaila. And hopefully this will enrich overall a better understanding of how we look at brachos regarding mizonos and hamotzi, and how we determine what foods get what bracha. Okay, so open up to Shulchan Aruch. We're in Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Samaches. Okay? If you have my edition, it's page... we'll go from, let's say, 136, 135. Okay, 135 is Samaches. Okay, you got it there? It's Siftes in Kuf Samaches. All right? So the first halacha we're going to look at is pretty simple and straightforward. Halacha test is Pas Gomer. What does Pas Gomer mean? Something which is straight up bread, right? Straight up bread. Afilu Pachos Mikazayas, Mavarach Alav Amotzi. Even if you have a very little piece of a crust, you just like take a little bite, you make hamotzi. Now, just parenthetically, you don't necessarily wash. If you have a very, very tiny bit of hamotzi, okay, let's say I just wanted to taste a crust, and it's less than a kazayas, then you don't even have to wash your hands, okay? You certainly don't bench, because you never have to say a bracha chrona if you have less than a kazayas worth of anything. Because kazayis is a little bit bigger than that. Kazayis is the volume of an olive. A little bit of a crust is not a kazayis. Okay. So if you have a little bit of hamotzi, pas gomer, absolute, no questions asked, bread, so then that's hamotzi. And as just to address what the Zalman asked, the Shulchan Aruch actually says right out, aval achrav einu mavarek klum. Afterwards, you don't make any bracha achrona, kol shelo achal kazayis. You don't have kazayis. Okay. So that's straightforward. We all know. If you have a slice of white bread, you make hamotzi. That's all we've said so far. Okay? Now, let's turn back a little bit to Siv Zayin. Okay? And we have a new category. This is on page Samach Zayin, two pages earlier, towards the middle of the page. A new category of bread, which we'll call Pas Haba Bekisnim. What in the world is Pas Haba Bekisnim? Okay? So for now, we're going to call it snacks. All right? But there's actually three different types of Pas Haba Bekisnim. Okay? Let's outline that right now. Pas Haba Bekisnim, Yesh Mefarshim Pasha Asukim in Kisim, Shememalm Osum Devash Usukar Ve'egozim Ushkeid Metavon. Some say that we're talking about like a little piece of dough that's folded in a way that you can fill it with honey or sugar or nuts or something like that. Think of it like a hamantash, okay? It's a great example. Hamantashen is a little piece of dough with something inside, okay? Let's give this a few minutes here, okay? Behem Nekroim Rishkalash, okay, he's got a name for it. Yeshom Rashi Isa She'erev Ba Devash Oshem Rochalav, Omini Tavim Bafa. It can also be considered a possible bekisim according to other opinions if it doesn't have that little pocket in it, but the ingredients of the dough itself are not simple bread and water, maybe a little salt, right? That's what you make, I'm sorry, flour and water, right? When you make matzah, when you make bread, simple bread is basically flour and water, maybe a little spice. But what if you, instead of making it primarily water, you knead the dough, you add fruit juices or honey or oil or milk or maybe a little of all those ingredients in order to form the dough that you're using, okay? So that's another possibility of what possible bekisnim is. Okay, and finally, last example, just to read outside, is ke'ech innovation. Ke'ech innovation are, let's say, crackers, very crunchy, tam tam, something like that. Okay, all those. Number one, the filled type of hamantash type of thing. Number two, where the dough is very, it's comprised of other ingredients, not just the basic flour and water, but fruit juices or milk or oil or something like that. And number three, dried, crunchy, pretzel, something like that, okay? There are three opinions, and one opinion says like this, the other opinion says like that, the other opinion says the third possibility, that you make a mizonos if the dough is made into that type of food, okay, as opposed to regular bread. So our minig is that if you have any of those things, like a hamantash, or a pretzel, or let's say just a very sweet type of cookie, okay, think of you know, the cookies you get from a bakery, so even if they're just plain, like sprinkle cookies, right? Sprinkle cookies, they're crunchy, okay, but even if it's a little bit soft, but it has so much sugar and so much oil in it, it doesn't taste like bread anymore, right? It has a very distinct taste. Mizonos, okay? But what's unique about this category? Turn back one more page to Sivvav.
How do you judge that, though? Like, is there like a certain...
Some say it goes based on what the majority is. Okay, well, you know, is a majority water or is a majority honey in the batter? Okay? Another factor that's important is how do people normally eat these things? No one takes, you know... cookies from the bakery and slap some peanut butter on it and, you know, like a sandwich for your lunch, right? So the how much of a primary meal food it is also a consideration. All right? Yes, you with me? So turn back to page 132, Siv Vav. Possible bikistin. If you have something in one of these categories, mevarach al abarim min mizonos. That's not hamotzi, that's mizonos. Ula achrov bracha achzim in shalosh. And following that cookie, you may, or pretzel, or tam-tam, you make alamichya, bracha me'in shalosh, right? That's alamichya. However, this is a little bit tricky. Em'ochel mimenu shir she'achir megil mekbo alav. If you eat so much of those tam-tams, that it's what average person would be filled up with. If you buy, let's say, a muffin, okay? You know, sometimes people just have, you know, like a Danish and coffee to go for breakfast. But if you had like three Danishes for lunch, so that's already not a snack. That, I took so much of that possible because then I'm
making...
Okay. So it fills me up in the same way that my bologna sandwich might have filled me up.
What if you're the guy who could eat like three pizzas?
Okay, we'll talk about when Mashiach comes with
what
the
about me,
bologna.
Like, five bologna sandwiches.
So with the average person of your you know, of your makeup, we'll say, all right, can handle. All right, you're right. We have to look at each thing individually. There are general guidelines that are given. Could be like a four beitza, the equivalent of four beitza might, you know, okay, we can imagine that there's going to be a threshold, okay, without going into specifics right now. Even if, Zalman, you personally would have 12 sandwiches for lunch, okay, but if this is what the normal person would eat, so then that's very interesting. The possible kissing, which was a mazonas, which was a snack, was converted into hamotzi. Okay, and we're familiar with this. This is why, you know, some people make hamotzi on pizza, some people make mazonas on pizza, but even if you make a mazonas on pizza, if you have two slices, which is a pretty normal meal for a lot of people, so even those who say you might make a mazonas on a slice of pizza may say that you make hamotzi on two slices of pizza. Okay, give me a few minutes, I'm sorry. Okay? Please. All right, thank you. Sorry.
I got you.
Okay. Okay, so that's category number two, possible bikistin. It has that possibility to shift from a mizonos to a motzi. All right, now we're going to talk about one more category of mizonos that can never shift into a motzi. Anyone want to guess what that is?
Pizza? No, I'm talking about maybe like
something that's a mizonos that never turns into a motzi. Bereka? Not quite. If you eat enough berekas, that could be like pancake, okay. Getting warm over here. Pancake could be a good example. No, all right, yeah. Okay, so let's take the pancake category for a second, or maybe even simpler, noodles. Have you ever heard of anyone washing on spaghetti? No. Okay, but think about it. It's the same ingredients, right? So what's the difference? So now fast forward a little bit again. Sorry, I'm driving you crazy over here. Sif Yud Gimel. This is on page Samach Tes. Sif Yud Gimel. But it's actually in the middle of that section. You really have to go to 138. I'm sorry. Page 138 in the Ramah. Okay? Not the bold typeface, but the Rashi script, the Ramah, towards the bottom. Kol zem lo mairi el isbe la'achar afia Torah lechem. The whole discussion that's being had over here is when the finished product that's baked has the appearance of some sort of bread. Doesn't mean, you know, we think about a loaf of bread, you know, it has that, like, shape to it, you know, if it resembles a bread form in some way, okay, we could be more broad. It's like, you know, a croissant. A croissant has a different type of image to it, okay, and its shape reflects that perhaps. But let's say you were dealing with something that has no toar lechem. Toar lechem means the appearance of bread. So then it's a different story. And he gives examples. In the next line, kigon lakshin, What are lakshin? Lakshin is Yiddish for noodles. Okay? So if you ate noodles, that's a mizonos, even if you made a whole meal out of that, you had a whole big pasta, dish of pasta, that would not be a hamotzi. Okay? Because the bottom line makes a lot of sense. In order for the cookies or whatever those mizonos to make the 2-point conversion into the hamotzi territory, it has to resemble the way bread appears sometimes. But if something doesn't look like bread at all, even if you eat a lot of it, it's not going to be hamotzi, it's still going to be mizonos. And instead of categorizing it as a form of pas, a form of bread or whatever you want to call it, we would call it a tavshil. It's a dish. It's a cooked food. Okay? And pancakes are probably in that category also. And the reason is, think about it like this. The pancakes are a little bit different. Why? Just listen to the pancakes for a second. How do you make pancakes? Think about how you make pancakes.
The pancake mix.
Make it in a pan. Okay? Oh, but let's go back to the mix. What's the difference between the way you add the ingredients when you're talking about a pancake as opposed to making a cookie? You guys make cookies sometimes?
Pancake, milk, eggs.
What do you have? What's a word when you're done with it? Okay, a batter, right? You don't make bread from a batter. You make bread or cookies from dough. You make cake, or let's focus on the pancakes for the moment, make it from batter, very, very thin batter, right? It has to be so thin that when you pour it on the pan, right, it really spreads out, keeps going, okay? Or a crepe. But there's a slight difference between a pancake and a crepe. If you think about a crepe for sure, crepes go all the way, right? You know, they are like a blintz. How are blintzes made? They take a very, very thin type of crepe dough, and then it's folded up, and they put the cheese or put the fruit inside, whatever it is, okay? So something which is so thin, like a crepe, it is for sure mizonos, and it could never even become a hamotzi, even if I eat a lot of it, because it doesn't resemble the same type of bread form. Now, I'll be honest. You know, some pancake could be borderline. If you ate a lot of pancakes, some people can say it's hamotzi because it does have a little bit of a thicker consistency to it than something like the blintz batter. But let's leave that out of the picture.
What about croutons and breadcrumbs?
Okay, good question, but that's a little bit out of our league. But to answer, briefly, that's going to be in the much closer to the bread category because the way you make it is through using a dough. Okay, the question only there is, are croutons, sometimes croutons are made from bread that was just toasted, you know, or got really stale, okay, so we use it as crouton. So that most likely is a mozi, but sometimes you have croutons where they're deliberately made like a cracker and then you just break them into little pieces later, right? Okay, but I don't want to talk about croutons right now. Let's focus on what we're talking about. So, very quick, Tommy.
Go back to the pancakes and the blintzes, or the crepes.
Yeah.
I would say the crepes gave with a lot more like bread than the pancakes in the first place.
The which two?
The
pancakes?
The crepe would look more like bread.
Really? Is it after it's folded up? But the folding, that's artificial. Meaning, the batter itself is so loose, it doesn't resemble bread whatsoever. Okay, but in the end of the day, when you finish frying your pancake, you have like this loafy type of, you know, right? Crepe is very, very thin. Okay?
Sounds like anything that starts off the crepe.
Right. Then it has a potential to be hamotzi if you eat enough of it.
Okay. And anything that doesn't start out a dough.
Exactly. Beautiful. Ellie, you encapsulate everything beautifully. Okay. All right. So now let's talk about the following twist. Okay. And once we get the following distinction down, that's going to lead us back to our discussion. Okay. Look at the beginning of that same sif, Yud Gimel. It's on the previous page, Samuktes. All right. And To go further, we need to recognize, let's try identifying in Hebrew the difference between the two categories we just laid out. The batter is called a belila raka. Rak means soft. Rak means soft. Okay, so belila raka means a very thin batter, something which you pour. And belila ava is the dough category, which is something much thicker, something that you need, like cookies or dough, okay, of bread. So he says, let's say you are starting with the bread category. You're starting with dough. It's a thick dough. All right. And in parentheses, he says, "Pirish lishas hakemach b'mayim." You took water and you added the flour and you kneaded it into dough. In bishla otigna in mevarach lahamotz. Now, instead of baking it, that's what we've been working with on Tzolan, right? Baking means dry heat. Okay. Just to make it clear, also when we're talking about crepes. Crepes are essentially dry heat, or pancakes, right? What do? You put it in a frying pan, it's true, you may add some spray Pam on the bottom, you put some oil on the bottom. That's really, you know why that's there? That's so that it doesn't get stuck to the pan, right? That doesn't really, you don't put that in there so much because you want to totally transform the flavor from the oil. Pam, for sure, you know, I think Pam on the front, it says, you know, like brings out the natural flavor of the food. I don't know if that's true, but if you have, you know, water and flour, there isn't much natural flavor to begin with, okay? So it's mainly there just to make sure that it doesn't stick to the bottom. It's easy to scrape it off of the pan when you're done, okay? Let's say, so that's dry heat. That's tantamount to baking. That's the same thing as putting it in an oven from halakha perspective because you baked it, okay? What if instead of putting it in dry heat, I cooked it? The word cooking means like boiling. I put it in water. Okay, you can boil, boil carrots, boil chicken, right? Make chickens, you boil chicken, and then the flavor of the chicken comes into the water, but that's by immersing in water and turning on the fire, okay? From a halakha perspective, you know, French fries, we call them fried just because there's oil in it, but you know how they make French fries, they put it in the deep fryer, right? What's the difference between frying chicken and frying French fries? You're submerging it in the liquid. Right? There's no difference, right? So boiling chicken or boiling chicken in oil is frying chicken, right? It's the same thing. You're taking whatever it is you want to cook, and instead of putting it under dry heat, you submerge it into some sort of liquid. Whether it's oil, whether it's water, it doesn't make a difference. Bottom line, that's what we call in halacha bishul. The Hebrew word for frying is called, it's tigun, okay? But again, if something's deep fried, it's really the same thing, okay?
So what if you boil something in a bag?
In a bag, but it has holes in it, and
barely. Like it's just
to get the heat.
It's you cook it in boiling because it's a lot easier. Like a lot of like kitchen do this, it's a lot easier to cook it, but it's not actually touching the water. The bag's heating up.
Interesting. Okay, I'll think about that. It's a good question.
That's where there's like roasted a little bit.
I hear. Okay. Well, so that might make all the difference.
You could eat it. It's like a hot dog's edible, but they.
Right. You know. Okay. Let me think about that. That's a good question. Okay. So he says in Bishla Utigna, Ein Mevarach Aleha Hamotzi, Afidlu Shigesh Aleha Turisa Dinama. Here, even though it has the shape of the bread, the appearance of the bread, if you fried it or you boiled it, Afidlu Mischaiva B'chala. Here's the key line. Even though that same dough, you'd have to separate challah from it, right? We usually think about separating challah from something you bake because that's what challah is, right? But that's not really, that's not, Hafrashas Challah is what you give to the Kohen. You bake challah for Shabbos, okay? So the chiddush over here is that even though it would be subject to the rules of challah, which really applies to any dough that you make, still, Berachas HaMotzi Eino Holech Ela Achar Sha'asafiyah. Okay, a big chiddush. Something very interesting. The Mechaber says that the details of HaMotzi and the details of challah are very different. The Torah says, according to this first opinion over here, Reishis Arisos Sechem, the first of your dough, you shall give to the Kohen. Okay, that's a pasuk in last week's parsha.
Yeah.
Okay? So, Reishis Arisos Sechem, the dough, whenever there's a dough that you put together, you have to take a little bit off and give it to the Kohen. However, what's the text of the bracha we're making over here? Hamotzi Lechem min haaretz. How do you create Lechem? By making dough? No, you create Lechem by putting it in the oven. Right? So, I can make all the dough I want, but if I never actually bake it according to the halachic parameters of what it takes to bake something, meaning to make it into bread, I haven't actually made bread, so I can't make a bracha of hamotz lechem in haaretz. So the Mechaber Paskins, first opinion, that if you take dough, looks like any other bread dough, okay, flour, water, and instead of baking it, you fry it or boil it, what are you left with? Left with no hamotzi, just the mezonos. And here's the key: you can eat all of these things. You can eat as much as you want. Okay, it will never, according to this opinion, become hamotzi because it's not bread, right? Just like we said that something that doesn't even look like bread, like a noodle, can never become hamotzi. Doesn't matter how much you eat. So too, if I boil this dough, right? I went through a process that is totally divorced from bread making. I didn't bake it, so it can never become hamotzi, even if I eat a lot of it.
Does French toast become?
Okay, so let me ask you answer quickly, and I'll get you a question. French toast is not the same thing, because French toast... It's not deep fried. At least in camp, it's not deep fried. Could be other places they do. But there, it's also different, because there, starch is bread to begin with, And then we're going to deal, then we're going to see if it can convert out of bread. Everything we've discussed so far, which is the same reason I knocked you off about the croutons. We're not talking about the croutons, right? Croutons are where it starts as bread and you want to know if it can then...
If I started deep frying bread and I did it over, let's say, a 24-hour period, right?
Yeah.
And for some reason I deep fried my bread, it took me that long.
Okay, but...
And that wouldn't be...
But, Dama, we're not talking about bread that you're trying to take out of hamotzi. We're talking about something which is made from scratch. Does it ever get into hamotzi in the first place? Okay? Your question's a good question. I'm just saying it's a different...
It's like from scratch and you fried it over a 24-hour period.
Fried it over a 24-hour
period. Whatever. That's how you cooked it. It's some weird process.
But it's still not baking. If it's submerged in water or oil, it's not...
But then if I made bread and then the next day I...
But that's where I got to cut you off, because that's not what we're talking about. Okay? It's a good question. It's something which I'd love to deal with, but we've got to focus on one topic at a time, okay? Happy to talk about that another time. Ellie, what was your question?
I was just going to say that, like, it's kind of cheating the system. It's like, it's intended to be bread. Like, that's what
it is.
Yeah,
like,
why is
French
saying, oh, I don't have to make hummus if it's fried, so...
So interestingly, the Rambam is one who cites a pasuk in the same way that pasuk says, Reishis Arisos Sechem, is also a pasuk says, V'achalcha milechem haaretz. Right? I mean, that's really, you're asking the question, that, and we're going to see how this comes to a head in a moment. What is the bottom line definition over here for Amotzi? Does it go after what the Isa, the dough, how it's created? Or, bottom line, do we have to see, is it Lechem? Lechem requires more than just an Isa that originally was on its way to becoming dough, on its way to becoming bread, but how did it come out in the end? That's the Shaila. Okay, yeah. Ooh, bagels. Okay, so we'll talk about bagels in a second. Okay, good.
Yeah, because you boil bagels.
Good, good, good. Excellent. Good. All right, so if we stopped here, I'll say, okay, it would be very simple. Okay, we know about our fried dough, but read one line further. V'yesh cholkim, v'omrim d'chol shetchilas ha'isa ava, afilu richa achkach b'mayim v'asa sovkinin, u'bishl b'mayim tikkun b'shemen, v'varech ala motzi. Rabbeinu Tam says, I disagree with everything you said so far, Rabbeinu Tam says that, like Ellie over here, okay, Rabbeinu Tam says that if it starts as a dough, right, a thick mixture, then it is forever bread, and it's chayv and challah, and you have to make a motzi. So even if you add a lot of liquid and then you make it into crepe, okay, or you deep fry it, okay, shlishkas. You guys know what shlishkas are? No? Okay. Shlishkas are
circle things.
Yeah, they're little pieces
gross
of fried dough. Okay, thank you. Okay, I like it. It's all right. They're not so healthy.
I haven't had good ones yet.
Okay, they have in YU sometimes.
No.
Okay, so according to Ben and Tom, why Torah? Okay, according to Ben and Tom, once bread, always bread. Okay, once it has that status of dough, because dough is the defining characteristic, then it always has that status of bread. So that's gonna be very different. Okay, because that means you're making hamotzi, not mezonos. The Ramah says v'nogul hakol, the minhag is to be making. Okay, now, we have to be fair. We read a little bit further in the Mechaber. Yori shamayim mitzi de shnehem v'l yochel el ayde shevarech alechem achar tchila. So the Mechaber happens to add that a yori shamayim, someone who wants to go the extra mile to be machmer, can make hamotzi on something which is 100% hamotzi and then eat their shlishkas, their fried dough. Okay, but the Ramah says the minhag is Ashkenazim, I think the Chazanish brings this down also, another postgame, the minhag is to make a mezonos on fried dough. Okay, so when does this come up? The classic example is an egg roll. Okay, and I've never seen an egg roll before it's made. Okay, if you go into a store and you buy egg roll dough, you can buy it pre-made, like little sheets, little squares. Okay, get them in the freezer section. Okay, and it's a thick dough. Anyone ever make deli roll?
Yeah.
Right? So deli roll, they're like these long strips, right? Rectangular pieces of dough. You buy them in the freezer, and then you unfold it, and then you fill it with whatever you want to fill it with, and then you fold it up and put it in the oven, okay? So these, it's really the same thing, just cut into little squares, and if you know how to do it, you know, you can fold it up and you know, put whatever vegetables and meat inside the egg roll. If you go in the back of a Chinese store, right, so what are they doing? They're taking those folded up egg rolls, raw dough with the filler, and they're putting it in the deep fryer, okay? And then they serve it to you. They're very oily, okay? So based on what we've seen so far, what's the bracha? What's the minhag? It's almost, right. The minhag is because it's dough.
What about the filling, though? So, you're eating it for the filling.
According to the first
does it? No. This is... We're not talking about the filling. I don't even know that's true. So
it's not
it doesn't make a difference.
It's not
make a difference.
Baked like bread.
Right, right, correct. I mean, even though, this is the key, I could have taken that same square of dough and folded it into a triangle and made a hamantaschen out of it, or put it in the oven, and right? And then it would have been bread, depending on how much I eat. If I eat a lot of hamantaschen, because I deep-fried it, the minig is to make hamotzi. Yes, there's room to be machmir, but the minig is to make a mizonos, because it's the same shayla, we don't, against Rabbeinu Tam, deep-fried dough. Okay? There's only one catch. And this is what I was on the fly trying to get more information about Friday during lunchtime when people were asking me about this. Gary answered my question. Even though the camp receives these, you know, hundreds of deep-fried pizza rolls, which again, it's the same thing, just instead of meat and vegetables inside, it's cheese and sauce. If you go back in the kitchen, they had them on these big trays, which you guys saw, in the milchik ovens at 400 degrees. So what happens if you deep-fry the dough and then you put it back in the oven? That's the shayla that this comes down to. Okay, you hear the shayla?
It sounds like the form was already changed.
Oh, right. So Ellie says, well, wait a second. Once you're mevatel and you totally nullify its status as bread, it can never come back. That's a shot, right?
Once you stuck something in a deep fryer, there's so much oil in it that if you put it in an oven and tried to bake it, the oil would just fry it more. Like if you cook a fish, there's so much oil that it begins to fry it eventually.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
All right. I'm not sure that's going to constitute frying, because boiling, because it's got to be submerged in the liquid. But Ellie, hold that thought. Because you're half right, okay? Yeah, it sounded quick.
Taking Ellie's point, though, if you do it the other way around, if you were to make, let's say you have like matzah and you make matzah bread,
okay,
and that's clearly fried on a pan.
Matzah bread, okay, not deep fried,
right?
But also, that I'm not answering that question, because that's the same thing as Zalman, that was already matzah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, guys. So let's, guys, 7 minutes. Let's bring it home, okay? So think about it like this. On the one hand, we have another line in Shulchan Aruch. Turn to the next page. All right, last line in Shulchan Aruch over here. Sif Yud Dalet. See there? Cholot. Cholot literally means you pour boiling water over something. Okay? Pirish, the Rama says in parentheses over here. Kimin pas cholten osu barosken. You have what looks like, you know, something that's going to become bread. It's going to be baked. But you pour boiling water on it, and afterwards you put it in the oven. Paz gomerhu, that is 100% bread. Okay, now this is basically a bagel. Okay, this is a bagel. Not only is this a bagel, but the Prima Gadim who lived hundreds of years ago actually says this is a bagel. I'll read to you his line. Okay, he talks about almost what we're talking about, right? Who said before? Shmuel, you said the bagels are boiled, right? And then they were submerging in the water instead of pouring the hot water on it. But you boil it in water and then you bake it, right? So the Prima Gadim writes, "Im tigno b'shemen v'afo achakach lechem gomer." Let's say you deep fry it in oil and then you bake it afterwards. Sorry, 1 second. Right, who had in bagel o pretzel, v'chadome shemevashlam b'mayim, v'achakach ofen betanor lechem gomer hu mevarchan amotzi. If you're talking about a situation where you boil the dough and then you bake it afterwards, he says that's for sure hamotzi, and it's lechem gomer. Okay, so he says not exactly like, but not like what I said. Okay, but we're gonna come back to you in a second. Hold off on that. Okay, let's focus on the bagels for a second. So he says, if it's cooked, I take the dough and I put it in the water, and then I bake it. That he says that's hamotzi. Even though it went through the cooking process first, the chiddush is that that cooking doesn't totally take it out of the parsha of a pas, and still can become subject to becoming pas bread when I put it in the oven afterwards. Okay, so that's a game changer, because now we have our pizza rolls, we deep-fried them in the factory, sent them to camp, and then put them in the oven, you have hamotzi. Okay? However, okay, Mishnah Berurah seems to have a different opinion about this. Okay? I'm going to leave it a little bit open-ended for the moment. Okay? But let me just at least share with you what the ha'ara, the observation of the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Taz. Right? And this is going to take us back to the beginning of this year. What do we say at the beginning? You said that there are three categories of a possible bikisman. Possible bikisman can be, possible bikisman could be either something which is very crunchy, like a tam-tam, mizonos. It could be something which is filled with something sweet, right? That's also mizonos. What's the third category of mizonos? Cookie, right? Where the dough has so many other ingredients in it, not just water and flour, but things which would change the taste, like sugar, like oil, like, right, good, okay? So now think about this for a little second. If I were to take batter and add, if I were to take dough and add the honey or the oil, etc., it would become a mizonos, right? And then I baked it. Wait a second. You're taking that oil, you're deep frying it. Basically what you're doing, you could argue, is just adding the oil to the dough, right, in the same way you would add it to the dough in the first place before you put it in the oven, right? Meaning you could argue that just like if I have my mixing bowl and I have my water and I have my flour and I put oil in there right now and put it in the oven, what's that bracha if I put a lot of oil in there? It's mizonos, right? So who cares if instead of putting it all in the mixer, why is that mizonos? Because that's one of the categories of possible bikisman, where I added another ingredient, where it changes the taste. It's not just simple bread-like ingredients, right? So maybe it's the same thing when I take that dough in, which is really just flour and water. I put it into my little square egg roll shape. Then when I deep fry it, I'm injecting all the oil into that dough, right? And you know what a deep fryer looks like. It's labored, right? So maybe now I put all the oil in it, so even if I put it in the oven afterwards, at worst, it's a possible bikisman now. So the bracha is still mizonos. You got it? So according to that opinion, you could say that the pizza rolls are still mizonos, even though they were baked afterwards, with one catch. Here, we could still make the argument that I can just have one pizza roll as a snack. I had three of them for my lunch. What did we just do? We took our possible bikisman and we made it into a mozi. Okay? So, that's possible. Okay? It's possible. The Mishpura writes, second. He writes, and this will close. So that's basically just saying what we just said there. According to the first opinion, it's not necessarily a hamotzi. It could have a status of a possible because you can make a mizonos on it, unless you were koveya. But my ha'ara is just that according to the Prima Gadim, Prima Gadim says it doesn't make a difference, and once it was deep fried and then put back into the oven, it still has the status of hamotzi across the board. And even if you didn't eat a lot of it, you'd also make hamotzi. Okay, so it's a machlokes haposkim. You could, if you're mishabura yid, you can follow mishabura, and there's certainly room to be makel on a mizonos if you're just having it for a snack, for sure. Okay, Prima Gadim argues, so there's still room to be machmer if one wanted to avoid the shayla, it's better to have those other pizzas. But Mirtz Hashem, we'll still be ma'ayin and see if we can collect some of the opinions of the poskim on that particular shiloh. Okay?